reading the scripture today, and the Lord had me here in John chapter 8. All of it's good. I really like John, and so much here in John chapter 8, but I really want to concentrate on the part about Jesus speaking to him about knowing the truth, and the truth setting him free. And, you know, when he was talking, I really liked when he confronted these guys and about their sin. And he gives us good analogy, which I like, because I'm a picture person. I see things in pictures, right? And Jesus kind of used a picture here of a household. Like, you know, the slave does not remain in the house forever, is what he said. But the son does remain forever. Like, there's just going to be this dwelling place or this household, which is us, where he's going to come and dwell. And he will remain there forever. And we're saying that the slave won't remain there forever. What he's talking about is the law of sin in our members. That he's going to, when he was going to be crucified and died, he was going to deal with that. Okay? That we didn't have to be slaves to him. That he was going to do something to set us free. But we always got to remember that as long as we remain in that house, we will experience freedom. Okay? Anytime you walk outside of that house, then you're going to be enslaved. Okay? In other words, he's really speaking here about giving them a picture about what life is going to be like abiding in Christ or remaining in Christ. Okay? Knowing the truth and allowing the truth to set us free. And when he says here, put a close with these glasses. Everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. What he's talking about is just habitual, right? It means if you blow it, that you're a slave to it, right? But there are those areas, even when we read through this, where areas where we continually give in to stuff. Okay, that's just a part of our life. We know, you know, we are free, but we're being set free constantly, right? There's just all these areas where, I know in my life, something I've been crying out to where I just want to experience freedom, okay? And that freedom is found in him. Of course, we know that that's true. But if you can see it kind of as a house, as long as I'm in that house, I'm going to walk in freedom, okay? Learning to abide in him, his victory. We hear that a lot around here about being in Christ as a part of just a picture about being in Christ. But also, in context here, when he says, if you hear these words of mine and you abide in these words, then you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. Jesus is always speaking life, right? He's always speaking freedom. And learning to hear his voice with, you know, about our lives, hear him speaking to us is so important about that, because this morning, you know, I was just dealing with something, and the Lord, you know, I just asked him, Lord, why am I responding that way? You know, why am I responding? I feel like I'm so far away from you. I was just asking the Lord, why am I responding? You know? And so he spoke the word. This is why I'm responding like that. Oh, okay. Well, I want to be free. I don't want to keep responding like this, you know. You know what I mean? We all do those things where we react, we get angry, or we get our feelings hurt, or we get, you know, all these things, and you know, it could be rejection, whatever. Right? Stuff. But it's just so important that Jesus so, you know, much more wants to set you free than you want to be free. But that's part of what it means to abide in his word, because that word means his continual word that he speaks, not just scripture. Okay, scripture is his word, right? We know that. But there's also the word that continually proceeds out of the word. That's truth. And that truth always leads us to freedom. Okay, that's how it works. And it's just as simple as that. You know, if you think about that, there's areas in your life you probably, right now as I'm speaking, you think, oh yeah, this. I really Smith's reading, right? Well, there's an invitation of Jesus to, okay, to abide in him, to come in that house, right? If you remain in that house, you're abiding in him, then you will be there. You will be there. It's not that he's cheering you on or he's done something, you know, apart from him, John 15, you know, so what the Lord is speaking to me this morning is, I just had this thing, like, hope in you. Like, yeah, Lord, I'm going to be free from this. But I know that you're going to teach me in this area how to abide in you, how to receive you, how to walk in continual victory. Because in the context of the verse, in the verses I've read to you today, it said that Jesus always did the things that are pleasing. Always do this. So, while we were discussing my attitude, Lord, I knew it wasn't something I wanted to do. Somebody said something kind of messenger. Facebook messenger. And I wanted to respond back to him, you know. And I had to go, oh, that upset me. What is it? Lord, I know you, and I know that it's not pleasing to you for me to respond back to this person this way. Because I want to do the things that are pleasing to you. And then all of that, what he's saying, all of that is about being set free. That Romans chapter 6 is really cool. That it just gives another great analogy of now we live under grace. Grace is our master. We're not under law, we're not under sin, but now we're in this awesome thing called grace. And then we just continue to set them free. It says, if I continue to offer my members to grace, then I won't. Free your people, more listen. This is John again. That was John. This is First John, which actually wrote before he wrote the gospel. This is the message which we had heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness. For God is truth, and there is no deception. And if we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness or deception, we lie and do not practice truth. But if we walk in the light, truth, as he is in the light, truth, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, and he cleanses us from all our sin. We say that we have no sin, deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us, but if we confess it, he's faithful and righteous to forgive, and he cleanses us from all our righteousness. Again, another good picture of what it means to abide is to walk in the light, walk in the truth, walk in the revelation of his laws, right? Receiving him. If we walk in that revelation of the light, then we're going to walk. Walking in light is walking in truth. Right? And we're not walking in deception and darkness. He's light, and we're abiding in that light. In that house, speaking to us, giving us revelation, then we're going to know truth, and the truth is going to set us free. We love the scripture here, too, because, you know, once we, what the Lord was getting to me is, to confess means to agree with, okay? And we pointed that out in today, you know, this attitude here, it's not pleasing, you know, then I confess that. I said, you know, if you stay there in my presence, then some of that attitude kind of rises up. I'll see whatever it is that I need, you know. Forgiveness, it's the inner person, right? My brain is cool. It's better than being, the truth is, Christ will not rule our lives. And that revelation is true. Well, I went all the way. All over the world with this one, but just let the Lord show you. He's not the Father's Son.